It's time to head out where the wind comes sweeping down the plains. Hey gang, I'm your host Brian Rollins, and this is episode 196 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. This week, we've got Oklahoma trivia. If you're new to the show, welcome. Every week, we've got 30 trivia questions on a new topic. This season, it's all about the U.S. states. If you'd like to learn more about the show, visit dorkygeekynerdy.com. You can find scorecards, rules, and how to support the show if you're so inclined. That covers the basics, so let's start the game. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What is the capital of Oklahoma? Oklahoma City. Number 2. Though he played Walker, Texas Ranger, what actor and martial artist was born in Ryan, Oklahoma? Chuck Norris. Number 3. Born in Duncan, Oklahoma, what actor and director got his start as Opie on The Andy Griffith Show? Ron Howard. Number 4. What three-time Grammy winner and country music legend made her acting debut with 1990's Tremors? Reba McEntire. Number 5. Born in Tulsa, who is the only artist to release 9 albums that have reached diamond status? Garth Brooks. The previous record was held by the Beatles with 6 diamond records. Number 6. What was the first musical written by the duo Rodgers and Hammerstein? Oklahoma. The title song from the musical became the official state song in 1953. Number 7. What 2021 supernatural comedy was set in Somerville, Oklahoma? Ghostbusters Afterlife. Number 8. A prolonged drought throughout Oklahoma and much of the Midwest is considered the leading cause of what economic event in the 1930s? The Great Depression. Mass farm foreclosures led East Coast banks to go into default and began a cascade of problems. Number 9. What state borders Oklahoma to the south? Texas. Number 10. What was finally legalized in Oklahoma in 1959, even though it was legal nationally after the 21st Amendment was ratified? Alcohol. The entire state had been dry prior to that. The Geeky Round. Number 1. The forced removal of 5 Native American tribes from 1830 to 1850 is known by what sorrowful name? The Trail of Tears. Number 2. what actor from Shawnee won the MTV Movie Award for Most Desirable Male for his role in 1994's Interview with the Vampire? Brad Pitt. Number 4. Born in Norman, Oklahoma, who starred in both the 1950s Western series Maverick as well as the 1994 remake? James Garner. Number 5. What two states border Oklahoma to the north? Kansas and Colorado. Number 6. What 1939 John Steinbeck novel, set during the Great Depression, helped popularize the term Okies? The Grapes of Wrath. Number 7. What city in 1921 saw the Black Wall Street Massacre? Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's considered the single worst incident of racial violence in American history. Number 8. The Seattle Supersonics moved to Oklahoma in 2008 and became what NBA team? The Oklahoma City Thunder. Number 9. The Trail of Tears began with the Indian Removal Act of 1830. Which president signed it into law? Andrew Jackson. Number 10. What river forms the southern border of Oklahoma? The Red River. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What building was the target of a domestic terrorism attack on April 19th, 1995? The Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building. 168 people were killed and more than 680 others were injured when anti-government extremists detonated a bomb in front of the building. Number 2. Sometimes called Oklahoma's favorite son, who starred in 71 films and wrote over 4,000 newspaper columns? Will Rogers. He was born in Ulloga in 1879, before Oklahoma was even a state. Number 3. Born in Oklahoma in 1949, what current U.S. senator helped create the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and ran for president in 2020? Elizabeth Warren. Number 4. Directed by Oklahoman Ron Howard, what 1992 movie ends with the land run of 1893? Far and Away. Number 5. According to scientists, what caused a spike in earthquakes in 2014 and 2015 in Oklahoma? hydraulic fracturing, better known as fracking. Number 6. The Humpty Dumpty supermarket chain in Oklahoma City first introduced what on June 4th, 1939? The shopping cart. Number 7. What two territories were merged to make the state of Oklahoma in 1907? The Oklahoma Territory and the Indian Territory. Number 8. What American author published his A Tour of the Prairies in 1832? Washington Irving, the author of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Number 9. What 1887 law allowed the federal government to break up native communal land and give it to individuals? The Dawes Act. Reformers hoped it would Americanize natives, but in practice, it just transferred native lands to white settlers. Number 10. Oklahoma City became the state capital in 1910. Where was the capital before then? Guthrie, Oklahoma. And that's it for Oklahoma. Want some bonus trivia? It's the 46th state to enter the Union. In population, it ranks 35th, but for area, it's 20th. It has three official state languages, English, Choctaw, and Cherokee. I highly recommend reading more about the Black Wall Street Massacre if you're interested in untold history. It's a frightening event in U.S. history that doesn't make a lot of school textbooks. I'll include some links in the show notes for some good resources. I've been to Oklahoma a few times. My good friend and college roommate is from Duncan. While the state is frighteningly flat for someone who lives in Colorado, it's very pretty and the people are delightfully friendly. We'll be back next week with another show and another state. Here's a clue. By act of Congress, what is the only U.S. state named after a president? Okay, so they aren't all hard clues. I try to give you a break every now and then. See you back here next Wednesday. This has been episode 196 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The music has been by Jason Shaw at audionautics.com. The show was written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. You can find me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The best-kept secrets in 2041 America are the deadliest ones. A mysterious scarlet-haired jazz singer, a rebel on a motorcycle, and a killer with a penchant for torture. Food is scarce, good jobs the rarity, and Big Brother is watching everyone. Will Jack and Tom's family be torn apart in the mayhem? And how far will one brother go to save the other's life? In 2041, America is rife with ghettos and armed checkpoints, and poverty runs rampant. A bloody civil war is brewing, and everyone will be forced to take a side. Education is the only way out of a life where you're never sure where your next meal will come from, or what you'll have to do to get it. Tom aced his assessment tests and scored an education contract, giving him a way out of poverty. Jack isn't so lucky. Tom must break every rule he's lived by and go head to head with a psychopath if he's to have any chance of saving his brother, and just maybe keep America from reaching the fracture point. Fracture Point by Jeff Altabef is book one in the Point Thrillers series. Audiobook available now on Audible and iTunes.